Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, January 26th, 2021. The Territorial Tasks Command of the Bundeswehr announced that around 1,050 soldiers are deployed in Berlin to provide assistance during the corona pandemic. Per the Morgenpost, a spokesperson explained that, among other things, the soldiers are performing tasks in contact tracing, operating the corona hotline, supporting nursing homes, and operating vaccination centers and mobile vaccination teams. About 350 soldiers are deployed to Berlin's nursing homes alone, where they're performing corona rapid tests. According to a survey conducted by the German press agency, in terms of scale, there are considerable differences district to district, depending upon the health department. In Spandau, for example, there are 20 soldiers, 30 in Mitte, 46 in Tempelhof-Schöneberg, and 0 in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg and Treptow-Köpenick. The number of municipal Wi-Fi hotspots in Berlin quadrupled in 2020, despite the corona pandemic, although the expansion did not proceed as planned. Media State Secretary Christian Gebler told the German press agency that the reason for the increase to the now 8,000 access points is the linking of the municipal network Free Wi-Fi Berlin with the university network EduRoam. As a result, 6,000 hotspots that were previously reserved for students and staff at 8 universities can now be used by anyone to surf for free and anonymously. And at the same time, students can also access their course materials via Free Wi-Fi Berlin, meaning they no longer have to be near their university to do so. Gebler went on to explain that after the pilot phase, the plan is to put the project into regular operation in February. And at the same time, the Senate wants to push ahead with the expansion of the municipal network of Wi-Fi hotspots, which had to be postponed in 2020 because of corona. The goal and best-case scenario is to create 2,000 additional access points, at least 1,000 of them this year. Highly frequented areas in Berlin are to be equipped. For example, places like Mauer Park, Spree Park, and the Botanische Garten, where free Wi-Fi would certainly be actively used. Gebler believes that the entirety of Berlin would benefit from the program. If you include the offerings of several of the initiative's partners, the BVG Public Transportation Company, the Medienanstalt Berlin-Brandenburg, the Protestant Regional Church, and the Freifunkers, there are currently 10,000 free Wi-Fi hotspots available, which puts Berlin at the top of the list in Germany. Organized criminals in Berlin are taking an increasingly flexible approach and relying on cooperation amongst themselves. Director of Criminal Investigation Stefan Pietsch, head of the Organized Crime Division at the State Criminal Investigation Office, LKA, in the Interior Committee of the House of Representatives, stated yesterday that the former compartmentalization of criminals according to origin, families, and certain groups is being, quote, abandoned in favor of the joint venture idea to achieve the goal of the crimes, unquote. Pietsch went on to explain that the Criminal Investigation Department is also noting that the specialization in certain offenses is decreasing, and the perpetrators and groups are now often active, quote, across offenses in the widespread forms of crime, including narcotics trafficking, theft and robbery, arms trafficking, and money laundering. New groups have been appearing for several years and are trying to penetrate the criminal market, making it increasingly important for the criminal police to cooperate with other authorities, federal states, and countries. In the LKA's 2019 report on organized crime, published back in December, 56 investigative proceedings were conducted involving a total of 432 suspects. 11 proceedings were directed against members of specific organized crime groups, mainly for theft and burglary, as well as drug trafficking and smuggling. Berlin's Clubkommission expects a slow return to normal operations when it restarts after the corona crisis. Pamela Schobes, chairwoman of the promoters' umbrella organization Clubkommission, stated to the German press agency on Sunday, quote, "We were the first to be closed and will be the last allowed to reopen," unquote. And she added that it is therefore important that there continues to be support from the federal and state governments for their upcoming startup phase. Schobes expects that only by the end of 2022 will there again be a nightlife comparable to what Berliners were used to before the corona pandemic. Techno pioneer Dimitri Hegemann from Tresor has a more optimistic view, however, stating that with further aid programs, he's hoping, quote, "that the sun will shine again in July," unquote. Konstantin Krex, operator of the club Quatre Blau, remarked, quote, "The situation is bitter because you can't do what you love and there is no reliable perspective. You just watch from the sidelines as the debts pile up," unquote. According to Schobes, who runs the Gretchen Club, it wouldn't work at all without aid from the federal and state governments. They're secured until June. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.